Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your very happy host right now of Catholic Answers Live. Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, is our guest this hour. And it's the very last hour. We are in the last hour now of our spring pledge drive. Woohoo! There you go, Jimmy. Jimmy, thanks for being here, first of all. Thanks very much. Maybe you want to mention the match, let people know what we got going this hour?
Yeah, so we have a $25,000 match today, this hour, for first-time monthly donations. So if you are a new donor, or if you've donated in the past but haven't in a while, you would still count as a new donor. So if you're if it's your first time or you're a returning donor who hasn't donated in a while, then we will be matching anything you donate up to $25,000. And if you want to donate $25,000, that would be awesome. But it will not only apply to your first donation, it also will apply to all the donations you make during the year. So if you donate $20 a month, let's say, you know, that would ordinarily be $240 a year, but it will become $480 a year. So if you can afford $20 a month, that's almost $500 in match donations. So we are especially encouraging people to make that match if it's first time, whether it's $10 a month, $20 a month, $45 a month, or some other amount. A very generous set of donors will match it up to $25,000 all through the year. So please give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000, or anytime, even if you're listening delayed on podcast or if you're in another part of the world, you can go safely and securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge there. And Cy, I know you took an interest yesterday in where we were getting pledges from outside of North America.
Yeah.
And I've been keeping my eye on that subject, and we have been receiving more donations from overseas. In the last 24 hours, we've received donations from Ireland, another
Yay.
From Singapore.
Thank you, Singapore.
Two from the Philippines, and
nice.
One from the exotic foreign land of Manitoba.
Manitoba.
That's in Canada.
I was pretty sure that was in Canada. Thanks, Canada.
Yeah.
Well, I was told, that's funny that you did that, because I was told yesterday, I said that we had received three donations from Canada, but it was eight. My counter was, so now we're up to nine from Canada. Thanks, Manitoba. That's wonderful to hear from from Ireland and the Philippines. They hadn't been in the game yet for this pledge drive. I know we have someone in the north of Ireland who gives to us at least once a year, because I always see it there somewhere. So thanks to that. For that donation from Ireland. Tell you what, right now we got 20 of our colleagues on the lines. I don't think Thomas is on the lines right now, because he's still running through the halls doing his Yosemite Sam, because he took the $10,000 call. So he's running up to everyone and yelling in their face about how he took the $10,000 call. But five lines full, that means 15 lines open, 888-291-8000. We really are going to do our regular job. We're going to take calls. But let me just run through real quick what the deal is again this hour. As Jimmy said, we've got $25,000 to match. Any new monthly pledge matched dollar for dollar. And, you know, even if, say you came in at a $5 a month pledge, one thing I had forgotten to say the last couple of days is all monthly pledgers are getting the magazine now. I mean, even if you're a new one-time pledger and you weren't getting the magazine before, above a certain level, everybody's getting the magazine. And it's not a very high level. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it's not a very high level. So I'm sure a $5 a month pledge would do it. And so you'll get the magazine, the Catholic Answers magazine, for the whole year. Go ahead, Jimmy. Go ahead.
Well, one thing I was going to say is that even if you're already a donor, you can also call and increase your pledge amount or make a one-time donation. And that's something we'll hope you'll do, because we need to make $43,000 in pledges in this hour if we're going to be fully funded. And so we're going to need to hear from a lot of people. And last hour, Julia from Washington State called, and she's already a monthly donor, but she called to increase her monthly gift, and she wanted to challenge existing donors to do the same. So if you're an existing donor, please do consider raising the amount that you pledge. If you can afford to do so, please do consider that, because we will be needing your help in order to make up that $43,000 deficit this hour. Once again, the number to call is 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And if you're an existing donor and you make a one-time donation, we have those same thank yous we'd like to send you. Cy Kellett, why don't we tell the folks what those are?
Again, that number, 888-291-8000. Every monthly pledge is being doubled right now. Every monthly pledge being doubled right now, up to $25,000. If you come in at the $10 level, you become a subscriber to our magazine, and you become a member of our Society 315. You receive the t-shirt, you receive the magnet for the car, but you also receive monthly updates, interactions with Catholic Answers apologists and guests and all kinds of stuff like that, because we really want it to be a functioning evangelization and apologetics society. If you can come in at the $20 a month level, all of that is also true, but you get Jimmy Akin's The Fathers Know Best, in addition to that, a wonderful book from Jimmy Akin, The Fathers Know Best, about the Church Fathers, of course.
Which I highly recommend.
And then if you could come in at the $45 a month level or more, in addition to all of those gifts, in addition to the magazine and all the rest of it, you get Rod Bennett's new book, These 12, a beautiful new book about seeing Jesus through the eyes of the apostles. It's really remarkable what Rod Bennett does in that book. We'd love you to have that. Now, maybe
I've read it, and I also highly recommend that.
And I bet you highly recommend this as well. If you come in, if you're able to do a one-time gift of $1,000 or break that $1,000 gift over the 12 months, into, I think that's about an $85 gift.
$84 a month.
$84 a month. If you can do that, you'll also be in our President's Club, and that will entitle you to request anything we publish over the course of a year. So, like Carlo's got a new book coming out this year. When it comes out, you just ask for it, and we'll send it to you. When Jimmy's got a new book out, just ask for it, and we'll send it to you. That includes all of the DVDs, everything that comes out from Catholic Answers over the next year if you're a member of President's Club. There's one higher giving level, and that's at $5,000, and that's $400 per month, Jimmy, for the—
$417.
$417 a month you can, or at a one-time gift of $5,000. You're a member of the Founders Circle, and that comes with a lot of benefits, including being able to come on retreat with us for the Founders Circle weekend, which is just a lot of fun. A lot of great stuff happens there, and a lot of great fellowship there. So 888-291-8000 is the number to call. I'm about to go back to the phones and let Jimmy answer questions, so please pick up that phone and call right now, 888-291-8000.
And Cy, I mentioned on Tuesday, the first day of our drive, that you know we would be needing some larger donations in order to achieve our goals. Now, it's great that people have been calling in with all different kinds of donation levels. That's wonderful. Everyone plays a part. But we will be needing some larger donations in order to be fully funded. And so I mentioned on Tuesday that's the case, and I know people sometimes need to, you know, check their bank account or sell some stock or check with their spouse in order to make those larger donations. So I planted that seed on Tuesday, just to let people know that was the case. But I said that we'd need to hear from you by today, by Thursday. So this is the last hour of the last day. You've been thinking about making that larger donation. Now is the time to do it. So please do, before the end of the hour, give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000, and help us achieve our goal and be fully funded for the next 3 months.
888-291-8000. Heading back to the phones, I told you I'd update you on where we are. As far as our total, as far as meeting our overall goal, is $220,000 to be funded for the next 3 months. And we started out the day needing $75,000. Right now, we are down to needing just about $42,000. And that's, you know what that is? That's a dollar a minute between now and the time we go off the air. $42,000, just about $1,000 a minute. So pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. Now we go to the phones, the other phones, and we start with Susanna in Canada, watching on Facebook. Susanna, thank you very much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, Cy. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Susanna.
It was funny to see you. It was funny to see you speak with the other guy voice. Okay. My question is, I have some friends with some Protestant in influence, and they are against Mary and devotions, because they said that they take away the glory from the Lord. I want to explain it to it, but it seems like there is not much material that I can find out there. Can you help me with this?
Sure. So, Susanna, let me ask you a question. Do you have a mother, or did you have a mother?
I have a mother.
You have a mother. That's great. Do you love your mother?
Of course.
Do you ever tell your mother that you love her?
For something of my culture, a little bit difficult to say that.
Okay, understandable. But you love your mother, and I'm sure you show that to her in some way, right?
Yes.
Yes. And do you thereby take glory away from God?
No.
No, of course you don't, because your mother is one of God's creatures. God loves your mother. God gave your mother many great qualities that that you love about her. And it's appreciating what God did in your mother when you love your mother and you show your appreciation for your mother. And in the same way, Mary is our spiritual mother, and God, Mary is one of God's creations. God gave Mary many admirable qualities, and it's good for us to appreciate those things. And that doesn't take away from God's glory any more than your love for your mother takes away from God's glory. What we're really doing, whether we are appreciating our own mothers or whether we're appreciating Mary as our spiritual mother, is we are appreciating what God has done through these people, and thus we are ultimately glorifying God. So having a Marian devotion to our spiritual mother doesn't mean you're taking away from God any more than having a devotion to your own biological mother means you're taking glory away from God. It's all appreciating what he did through these wonderful women.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Is there any material out there that I can get something?
Sure. I would suggest going to Catholic.com and typing in Marian devotion or devotion to Mary, and you'll find a lot of free resources right there for you online. You also might want to check out Tim Staples' book, Behold Your Mother, because I am sure he discusses that in there as well.
Thank you so much for that call. Hey, we're coming into the last minutes now. We're at just about 40 minutes left in our pledge drive to be fully funded for the next 3 months. We ask you each 3 months if you will help support us so that we can stay fully funded. We're $38,000 away from being fully funded. So again, we're staying at about a dollar a minute pace. Your help
$1,000
is very, $1,000.
Only off by three orders of magnitude, Sykella. Don't worry about
a minute. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. Every pledge helps, and any new monthly pledge in any amount is matched dollar for dollar right now. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I just got to straighten something out. Dennis O'Leary from Massachusetts wanted to tell everyone at Catholic Answers, and I told people they could share with the folks here who are taking the calls. He really appreciates what we do. Both he and his wife have gotten through having cancer. He has 11 kids,
Ooh,
six of them adopted.
Praise God, they got through it.
Yeah. Catholic Answers has inspired them to keep going. They just adopted another 10-year-old just 2 weeks ago. Congratulations on that. He said he thinks he remembers Cy calling Massachusetts the armpit of civilization and welcomes him to come back anytime. And I just wanted to say, my family comes from Massachusetts. I usually say when I get a caller from Massachusetts back to the heart of civilization or back to the center of civilization, I can never remember saying armpit of civilization, Dennis. There may be a culture in which the armpit is an endearing part of the body, but I don't believe that's what I've said, Dennis. But I really liked your message. God bless you on all on the children, on coming through cancer together, both you and your wife, and just on your kind words. Thank you very much for that. Our number is 888-291-8000. That's where you can call and make your pledge to support Catholic Answers. Right now, we are getting close to being able to be fully funded. We're just $38,000 away from being fully funded. We have 24 of our colleagues on the line. Right now, 17 of those lines are open. Just pick up the phone and call. If you want to just give a one-time gift of $5, maybe you can give a one-time gift of $5,000. You want to give a monthly pledge of $5. I was going to say you can give a monthly pledge of $5,000, but that'd be pretty good, I guess. That would put us over the top if you could do that. 888-291-8000 is the number to call.
Si, yesterday we got a call that we weren't able to get on the air, but it came from Chris from Washington. And Chris says, I'm not a Catholic, but I'm trying to find in the Bible that it says you will be blessed more if you give more.
Where can I
find that?
Yeah.
And this actually ties in to two verses that I tend to, or two passages that I tend to talk about during pledge drives. One of them is in Galatians 6, verses 6 through 10. And in that passage, St. Paul says that we should share all good things with the one who teaches God's word, which, of course, is what we're all about here at Catholic Answers Live. We're teaching God's word. And when he says share all good things, he's talking about material things. And he follows that up by saying, do not be deceived. So he's warning people that they can deceive themselves about this. He says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whoever sows to the flesh, meaning keeping your material resources just to yourself, spending your money on your own pleasures. Whoever sows to the flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but whoever sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And he says the same thing, using slightly different words, in 2 Corinthians 9, verses 5 to 7. And in that passage, he's taking up a collection from the He's arranging to take up a collection from the Corinthian Christians, as well as other Christians in the area, including as far away as Macedonia. And he's going to take the collection to the churches in Jerusalem. And in the process of that, he again says, if you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. And this is in the context of a donation. So if you have the resources to give and you don't give a lot, you know, in comparison to your means, then you will not get much of a reward. But if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. And he says, for God loves a cheerful giver. And so right there in both of these passages, you have indications in the inspired word of God that depending on how you give to support God's work, and in particular the teaching of God's word, you will get different levels of reward in heaven. If you sow to the flesh, you'll just get corruption. You won't get a reward. If you sow to the Spirit, you'll get eternal life. And if you sow sparingly, meaning you give a little bit but not a lot in comparison to your means, you'll only get a little bit of a reward. You'll reap sparingly. But if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully, meaning if you give a lot compared to your means, you'll get a lot of reward in heaven. And the good thing is that in heaven, you get to enjoy these rewards for all eternity. So depending on how you give and in what amount compared to your means, you will get eternal rewards that you will be able to enjoy for all eternity. So the two passages, Chris, that you want to look up, especially on this question, are 2 Corinthians 9, verses 5 to 7, and Galatians 6, verses 6 through 10. And those just underscore what we're doing here on the drive. There are spiritual principles that are found in the inspired word of God that apply to everybody. So please, whether you're a new donor and you want to get in on that $25,000 matching challenge for new monthly donations, or whether you're an existing donor who wants to make an additional donation or increase the amount of your pledge, please do give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. Or from anywhere in the world, 24 hours a day, even after the drive is over, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
That number is 888-291-8000. I'm going to keep going back to the phones and let Jimmy talk to folks. That's his vocation. But we got to take some time here to raise a little money so we can keep doing it for the next 3 months. That's how it works here at Catholic Answers. We are funded 3 months out. And so right now we're raising the funds so we can stay doing what we do, providing this show free of charge to anyone who wants it, any radio station that wants to broadcast it, any TV station that wants to broadcast it, any internet network. And there are, you know, internet networks for Catholics around the world that broadcast it. They can have it for free. They can take it for free. But it's not free. You pay for it. And that's what you've been doing. You've been providing Catholic Answers to people around the world for years. We're just asking you to help us to keep doing that. 888-291-8000. Every single new monthly pledge is being matched dollar for dollar this hour. Let me just update you real quick. We're now $33,861 away from being fully funded. And we can do that by the top of the hour. I know we can. $33,861. We just need everybody to call any amount. It makes a huge difference. 888-291-8000. Now we're going to Rochester, New York. Jason in Rochester, New York is watching on YouTube. Jason, we're glad to have you. Thanks for your call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Yeah. Nice to meet you, Jimmy. I watch you guys all the time. So my question is, does the Catholic Church have a reasonable case for plagiarism of the Bible, and could the potential for a lawsuit occur, seeing as how postmodernism has utilized it heretically for the sake of profiteering from the fruits of the Holy Spirit?
Okay, so this is an interesting question. Now, it involves civil law, and civil law varies depending on the part of the world you're in. You know, here in the United States, there are federal laws that apply to the entire nation. There are state laws that apply to states. There are local laws that apply to particular communities. And the same is true in principle in other parts of the world. So it would depend on the jurisdiction that you're living in. Now, plagiarism, at least in the United States, is not typically a legal offense. It is considered an ethical offense. So plagiarism is taking someone's ideas or words and using them without acknowledgement. So like if Cy Kellett wrote some article on a subject and I said, oh, that's a great article, I'm going to reproduce it and not give Cy Kellett credit for it.
Rude.
That would be plagiarism, and that would be an ethical or moral offense. But in the United States, that's typically not a legal offense. What is a legal offense is copyright violation, because if you create a text, like let's say Cy has written this essay, he will hold the copyright on it. That means he has the right to control how it's copied. And copyright violation is a legal offense in the United States and in many other countries. The difficulty, or certainly one difficulty, with bringing a copyright lawsuit against people who are using the Bible for heretical purposes is that there's another concept known as public domain. And here in the United States, we have a limited term of copyright. And the purpose for that is to encourage people to come up with new works over time so that we have new books and new articles coming out that explore new ideas and that push forward both the boundaries of our knowledge and create new works of cultural value, new novels and plays and so forth. Well, because copyright is limited to a specific term of years, the original manuscripts and all of the medieval manuscripts, now the original manuscripts of the New Testament have been lost, but the medieval manuscripts that modern Bible translations are based on are also in the public domain. They are so old that they are no longer under copyright. And so as a result, anybody can take one of these medieval manuscripts and use it to produce their own translation of the Bible or just reproduce the medieval manuscript, and that's perfectly legal. That would not be a copyright violation. So I can't speak for everywhere in the world, but at least here in America, there doesn't, and I'm sure this is true basically everywhere in the world, there really wouldn't be a way to bring a civil suit against people for copyright violation. But it's a very creative and interesting idea, so I want to compliment you, Jason. I also want to mention we're about to go to our hard break for the bottom of the hour. We have to take this break, and that means we won't be taking any more calls for the next few minutes. So this is an ideal time for you to call in. We have currently 10 of our fellow Catholic Answers employees available at their desks, now 12, just waiting to take your call. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. And we're going to be going into our final 30 minutes. So if you're one of the people who's been thinking about making a larger donation, whether it's $1,000, $2,500, $5,000, now's the time we really need to hear from you. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. Right now, 11 folks have lines open. Those are our colleagues. Go ahead and share your story with them or get through as quick as you can. But either way, they're happy to take your call. Last two calls, a recurring pledge of $10 a month from Stephanie in Columbus, Ohio, and a $1,000 one-time gift from John in Lake Forest, Illinois. That's what's got it. We got to do every gift in every size, and we're going to make it because, you know what? I'll tell you what, when we come back from this break.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
There we go. A little bit of groovy music. Thursday afternoon, Jimmy Akin. It's hard to beat all that. Open forum. And I'll tell you what, there is one way to beat it. People being kind enough to join in this apostolate. And I'm not saying just support this apostolate. I'm saying join in this apostolate. Because that's what you do. You join in the work of this apostolate. It's a work primarily of Catholic lay people, joined by many people who are not Catholic, also joined by some Catholics who are not lay people. But primarily, it's a work of Catholic lay people that make this possible. Catholic Answers, as you hear, we have friends all around the world, and they're your friends too. You made it possible for us to be friends with them. We're always delighted when we get calls from Europe or Africa, Asia, Australia, here in the Americas, even exotic locations like Manitoba.
We still need to hear from Antarctica.
They're lazy down there. They never call.
I mean, come on. There's people down there at McMurdo Sound. They should be calling us.
You know how much pledge we, how many pledges we've got from Antarctica? Zero. Nothing. I don't even want to talk about those people anymore. It's like 87 people in Antarctica.
They can redeem themselves by if just one of them just one gives calls. A call and That's makes right. a donation.
Let me tell you where we are right now. Darren, we're updated on that sheet, right? So we need to raise $26,913 in the next 29 minutes. If we can raise $26,913 in the next 29 minutes, we are fully funded. So we're at less than $1,000 a minute now. But if we could do $1,000 a minute.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah, I know. We put the pressure on you on the last day. Jimmy, just come in and raise $1,000 a minute for 60 minutes and we'll be there. But so far, God bless you. Thank you so much for your generous support. We know there's all kinds of negative news out there, but you just fill us with hope and joy with this support. And you really do feel it all throughout the building. So thank you. But let's see if we can do it. Let's see if we can raise that $26,000 in the next 29 minutes. The number is 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes to the same place. Jimmy Akin.
And I just want to mention a couple of people who've called in and donated. One is John from Kaukauna, Wisconsin, who gave $1,000. So he's a new member of the President's Club. And he says he's an Uber driver who listens to Catholic Answers Live while on the job.
Thanks,
so
John.
Driving around a lot listening to us. Also, James from Mobile increased his monthly donation to $100 a month. So he's a member of the President's Club now. And Richard from Nevada upped his monthly donation from $40 to $85. So he can be in the President's Club as well. So to all those people, thank you so much. Your generosity is helping us make progress toward our goal, as is everybody's generosity. But that I wanted to in particular call out what Richard from Nevada did, because he was already a donor, but he increased his amount. And that is an option for people if you're already donating at whatever level. And you can raise your donation to just $85 a month, which a lot of people can do. Then that adds up to $1,000 a year, and you become a member of the President's Club and are entitled to receive everything that we publish during the course of the year. So please do give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. I've given you the challenge. You know where we are, and thank you so much for responding. Now we're at $26,000 to raise, and then we are fully funded. I have every hope we can do it. We just need your help. We just need those, especially those folks maybe who have not given to Catholic Answers before. Maybe it's not a habit of yours to have given to Catholic Answers. Any new monthly pledge is matched dollar for dollar up to $25,000 this hour. So come in at the $5 level, come in at the $10 level. Maybe you can come in at the $20 or the $50 level per month. It's all matched dollar for dollar right now, 888-291-8000. Back to the phones we go so Jimmy Akin can answer questions. Susan in Reno, Nevada, listening on Holy Spirit Radio. You are next, Susan. Thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, thank you. So I'm a convert, and I'm hoping to get my mom into the church, and I'm mostly reconciled myself to the Marian doctrines. I understand them, and I appreciate them, but every once in a while I'll read something that kind of sets my teeth on edge, and it's going to need explaining to my mom. And I have your latest magazine, which I've always loved, and so you have the article on the Marian apparition. So in here it has phrases like, she shares his power, this is my hour, I will miraculously act, work in honor of me, announce my glory, proclaim my praise, build me shrines. Well, that's not in the magazine, but I've heard that before where she said, you know, please build a shrine to me here. How do I explain this? Because it sounds like we're making her a deity, and that's how she's behaving. And I know that's not what we believe, but that's what it sounds like.
So, Susan, I missed. What did you say you were reading just now?
Edition of our...
Yeah.
Catholic Answers Magazine.
You don't know about.
Well, I'm afraid I haven't read that article, so I can't really comment on the article itself. But I would say a couple of things. The first one concerns the language that gets used in Marian apparitions. One of the things that this is true even in Scripture, but it's even more true in private revelation. The language that it gets used or that is perceived by the human recipient of the revelation depends on the cultural background of the person. You know, for example, in the Old Testament, the Hebrew prophets would hear from God, and because their cultural background was the Hebrew language, they would hear God in the Hebrew language. Similarly, there were idioms that were present in the Hebrew language at the time. Like one of the idioms in the Old Testament for patience, when the prophets want to say that God is, or the inspired author wants to say that God is patient with us, what they'll say sometimes is God is long of nose. And it may sound weird to us to say that God is long of nose, but that was a Hebrew idiom for being patient. People who had long noses, I guess, were thought to be patient. Just like we have idioms in English, like roll out the red carpet. When we mean, we don't literally mean roll out the red carpet. We mean make all possible preparations to make someone welcome. So in language changes over time, and in Catholic culture, in different Catholic cultures, there have been different modes of expression used to express what Mary does and the graces that God bestows on us in conjunction with her prayers. And what the Church teaches is that Mary does pray for us and that God does respond to those prayers. But in some traditions, in some Catholic cultures, that will get put in terms of Mary actively intervening, as if it's, and it sounds like it's not just by prayer. It sounds like she's doing something on her own. But all the Church really says that we, at least that all that we know Mary does for us is pray. And so really, when you read something from a private revelation that says, like, I, Mary, am going to act powerfully now, or do something, you know, by this power, it's not really power that's native to Mary. It's really she's going to pray for us. And being a righteous woman, being a supremely righteous woman, her prayers will have a lot of pull with God. And it's not literally meaning that she has the ability to do things on her own. Like all of us, she only has the abilities God gives her, and it's really God who's answering these prayers. So think of it like roll out the red carpet. It doesn't literally mean what it sounds like, but it does have a meaning, in this case, that Mary is going to powerfully pray for us. In terms of asking for a shrine to be built, this is, again, something that refers back to God, because God did amazing things for Mary. Right there in Luke chapter 2, when she visits Elizabeth, she says, "Behold, all generations will call me blessed." And we've been doing that for 2,000 years. We've been admiring the amazing things that God did in and through Mary by making her the mother of our Lord and Savior. And it's only appropriate that we express, at least sometimes, we express in architectural form the amazing things that God did through Mary by building a shrine to help people make, to help make people aware of the amazing things that God did through Mary. But ultimately, all that leads back to God, because Mary wouldn't be special at all. In fact, she wouldn't exist at all if it wasn't for God. And so everything that's great about Mary ultimately refers back to God. You know, there's been a saying that various people have used, to Jesus through Mary. Mary is someone that appeals to a lot of people as the ideal spiritual mother. But Mary leads people back to her son and to his father, and that's how any requests for shrines should be understood. They're meant to help people grow close to Mary, and by growing closer to Mary, growing closer to her son and to her son's father.
Susan, thank you so much. I hope that that was helpful to you. We're right at the, in the last moments now of our spring pledge drive. If you can help us, now is the time to help us. We got about 20 minutes left in our pledge drive. Then we will not ask you for money for another 3 months. So we need to be fully funded through the summer by the pledges that we collect today, actually in the next few minutes, and we're $20,000 away. So 20 minutes to make $20,000. Your help greatly needed. 888-291-8000.
And we will need you to call in, because right now 17 of our fellow employees are waiting at their desks, waiting to hear from you because their phones are not currently ringing. We only have 4 active calls, and we are so close to making it to that fully funded mark. I know we can get there if people call in. Regardless of the amount you can afford, please do give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. I see we now have 16 of our fellow Catholic Answers employees just waiting for your call. Please call us, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000 is the place to go, and every new monthly pledge matched dollar for dollar right up to the top of the hour coming up, 888-291-8000.
And Si, I believe we have a break coming out, so the break coming up. No, we don't.
No, we're going to go right
then
to the top of the hour.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Yeah, we'll just power through. That'll allow us to do more calls and to do a little bit more fundraising as well so that we can try to get to that fully funded before the end of this hour. Maybe you can do a $10 a month pledge. If you do, you'll be a subscriber to our magazine because we send it to everybody who supports us in that amount or more. $10 a month, you'll also be a member of our Society 315. You'll get the T-shirt and all the other benefits of Society 315. At $20 a month, you'll also get Jimmy Akin's book, The Fathers Know Best. And at $45 a month, we'll add to all of that the book, These 12, Rod Bennett's beautiful new book about Jesus as seen through the eyes of the apostles. We're going to need everybody, so whatever level you can come in at, please come in now. Just give a call, 888-291-8000. And use up that match. Every new monthly pledge match dollar for dollar. And we're $20,000 away from our goal with just about 19 minutes to go now. 888-291-8000. If you prefer texting, you can text the word Catholic to 24365. It'll explain how to continue from there. Catholic to 24365. And if you get the app, if you've got the app on your phone, open the app. Just click on the support button at the bottom of the app screen, and you'll go directly to where you can, in just seconds, make your donation. 10 lines open right now. 21 of our colleagues on the phone. 9 lines open, 888-291-8000. Back to the other phones we go. We're going to keep doing our regular job, or making Jimmy do his regular job. Let's go to Ian in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Ian, we're glad you're here. Please go ahead with your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Ian.
Is it okay to receive the Eucharist in the genuflect position rather than getting on both knees or just standing up?
Well, there's nothing in this country that requires one to receive on one's knees at all. One is permitted to receive standing. One is permitted to receive kneeling. And the law is not phrased in such a way, at least to my knowledge, that it requires both knees. Now, it's customary to use both knees, but I don't see a legal barrier to being able to receive on just one knee. And in that regard, there's also a tradition. Again, this is not a legal requirement, but it is customary to kneel on the right knee when one is passing in front of a tabernacle. And so if one were going to genuflect or kneel on only one knee to receive Holy Communion, I would suggest using the right knee. Now, you may kind of surprise the priest or deacon or minister of Holy Communion that you're approaching if you do this, and they may be confused, but I don't see a legal barrier to doing this. You might, if you know who you're going to be going to communion to beforehand, mention this to them and see what they think. A concern I can imagine them having is, will you be able to get down and up effectively in this way, if you're having trouble with your knees or with your balance, and could that lead to you accidentally dropping the Eucharist or something like that? So you'd want to be able to assure them that you were able to do this, but I'm not aware of a legal prohibition on doing it.
And thank you very much for that question. I appreciate it. I hope that that was helpful to you, Ian. Appreciate your call. Right now, coming into the very last moments of our pledge drive, of our spring pledge drive, so that we can be fully funded for the next 3 months. Just to remind you, Catholic Answers is a completely listener-supported apostolate. We do sell books and that, but those are our listeners who buy those books. But primarily, our funding comes from this radio program, and we need your help right now to be fully funded for the next 3 months. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Gifts coming in now in all shapes and sizes. We're very, very grateful for that. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And just want to update people on where we are. We are so close, but we're actually a little bit behind schedule. We've got about 11 minutes left on the air, and we still need to raise $18,000. So we haven't, in the last little bit, quite kept up with the $1,000 a minute principle. So we're so close. Please do give us a call. Please do help us out and help us reach our goal. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And I'm sure that there are people out there who could, you know, even give $18,000 and get us over the line in one go. If you're one of those people, please do help us out. Even if you can't do $18,000, if you can do $10,000 or $5,000 or $2,000 or $1,000, please do give us a call. Now is the time we really need you. We're approaching the finish line, but all we've got now is 10 minutes before the end of the program. So give us a call. 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. Or from anywhere in the world, even if you're listening delayed, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
One of the great things about getting to do this program every day is, you know, the world can be upsetting and make you sad and make you angry, but you realize Jesus has good friends all over the world, and we get to make those friends, and we're very grateful to have another new friend, Carl Albert Garcia. I am so happy to be Carl Albert Garcia's friend. He's 9.5 years old. He's donating with his family online, but he gave a call because he wanted to talk about to us about how his dad is learning so much from us. His dad, in fact, just enrolled in Franciscan University. So new friend, Carl Albert Garcia, we're very grateful. Maybe you'll call one day and ask Jimmy Akin a question. We'd love it if you would. The number to give, 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I don't know what else to say. We're just a few thousand. I mean, Jimmy, just a minute ago, I think you said $18,000. I'm just looking now. We're at $17,605 away from being fully funded. We can do it with your help. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. If you have the app and you want to do it that way, just click the support button at the bottom of the app. It's new this time. We've never done this before. You click the support button at the bottom of the app, and it takes you to a page that you can make your radio pledge drive donation at. So click that support button right now, as a matter of fact, 888-291-8000. All of these methods, other than the phone lines, work later tonight. If you're calling later, and maybe it's morning for you or afternoon for you, wherever you are. But if you listen later, in other words, if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, that will accept your pledge, and it will be matched with that dollar-for-dollar match for new one-time pledges that we've got. If you text the word Catholic to 24365, also you can make your donation there. Catholic to 24365, or you can do the one that I just mentioned anytime. Just go to the bottom of the app, hit the support button, and that will take you to a page where you can support this radio program. 888-291-8000 is the number to call right now. If you're calling and it gets to be the top of the hour, don't worry. The folks will stay taking your calls until the calls till the phones stop ringing at the top of the hour. 888-291-8000. Let's go to Gerald in Prescott, Arizona, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Gerald, we're glad to have you. Go ahead with your question, if you would, please, for Jimmy Akin.
Sure. Hey, how you guys doing?
Very well. Thank you, Gerald.
Great. Appreciate all the work you do. Thanks a lot. It was instrumental in my reversion.
Beautiful. Thank you, Gerald.
Sure. The question I have is regarding plenary indulgence, which I believe I received at Divine Mercy Sunday. Mm-hmm. I have since, you know, prayed and applied it to a loved one in purgatory, you know, if they're in purgatory. And my question is, so I went to church and I said, oh, well, do I need to pray for them anymore? I guess that's my question.
Okay.
Do I need to pray for anyone? Do I need to pray for the person that I applied my plenary indulgence to?
So in terms of needing to pray for someone, if someone is in purgatory, then they will be going to heaven. So you don't need to pray for them in that sense. However, it's a good thing to pray for people, even if you don't know if they're in purgatory. In terms of applying a plenary indulgence to them, well, the church applies plenary indulgences to people in purgatory by way of prayer. And what that means is we're asking God to apply the plenary indulgence to them. But that is whether that happens is dependent on God's choice. If God decides that he'll apply the plenary indulgence to the person, then yeah, they get out of purgatory immediately. But we don't know that that's what happens in any particular case, because God has, like us, has free will. And so it's really God's choice. God may determine for reasons of his own that, okay, he'll remit part of what's keeping a person in purgatory, but maybe not all of it. So I wouldn't say that you should just dismiss the idea of continuing to pray for someone, even if you obtained a plenary indulgence for them. Also, because of the way our own hearts work, I mean, we have limited introspection. Our introspection is not always accurate. And so you might not have been completely free from all attachment to sin, and thus might not have actually obtained a full plenary indulgence. But as Pope Benedict XVI talked about in his encyclical Spes Salvi, it is never too late to pray for anyone, because God and purgatory elude the earthly reckoning of time. So even if someone is already outside of purgatory, you can still pray for that person, and God can apply that prayer to the person when they were still in purgatory. So it's never too late to pray for someone. You can always pray for them, and God can apply that prayer to the person at the time they needed it, whenever that was. This is a subject that, incidentally, I'm going to be talking about later this month on Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World. Episode 208 in the last week of this month is going to be on time travel prayer, and it's about exactly this subject. So I would suggest checking that out.
And thank you so much for the call, Gerald. It's getting exciting right around here, because we really didn't know.
Yeah.
After that last pledge drive, we really didn't know how this would go. And I'm going to tell you right now, Darren, we're updated. We're under $12,000 needed in the next 8 minutes. And then we are fully funded for the next 3 months, under $12,000. Matter of fact, I'll give you the number, $11,315, and we are fully funded. So please, right now, there are 14 lines open. It's perfect time to pick up the phone and call. Make a pledge in any amount. Help get us over that hump of $11,315, 888-291-8000.
And because we're so close to the end of the show, we're not going to be able to take any more question calls this hour. So this is an ideal time to call. You don't have to worry about missing anything. Just give us a call. 888-291-8000. Like Cy said, we've got 14 of our fellow employees just sitting at their desks waiting to take your call. They have open lines, so you'll get right through. You'll be able to make your donation quickly and easily. Now it's down to 13, but we still have 13 lines open. Also, our employees here, our fellow employees, are going to be staying for as long as the phones keep ringing. So even if you call a few minutes after the show, they'll still be here. And like I said, anywhere in the world, any time of day, even if you're listening time delayed on a podcast, you can go back, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation safely and securely online. But we do need to hear from you, regardless of the donation level. Whether it's a small donation, a large donation, whether it's a one-time donation, whether it's a monthly donation, which, by the way, we're matching for the entire year up to $25,000. So if you're a returning donor or a brand new donor, you'll be part of that match. If you're an existing donor, you can raise the amount of your donation. And if you can raise it to $84 a month, you'll be part of the President's Club, and that will entitle you to receive everything we publish for the next year. So one way or another, whatever works for you, please do give us a call, 888-291-8000. This is the ideal time to call. Please help us get over that threshold. Please, we're so close. We now need less than $10,000. And so we're just achingly close to that finish line. Please pull out all the stops and help us make it there. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We're about to go off the air, but our as Jimmy said, the folks will still be taking the calls. And if you're thinking, you know what, I'll help them, I can do it. You know, maybe you're very blessed financially. I'll tell you right now, it's $7,131 we need. If you want to pick up the phone and call and give them $7,131, first of all, you'll make that person's day, especially if it's Thomas. But you'll finish up the pledge drive for us. Here's how you can give. Just call 888-291-8000. About eight lines open right now, and usually there are no lines open as we're finishing. 888-291-8000. Go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Every new monthly pledge matched dollar for dollar this hour. And right now we're at 6,731. That's the number to make, 6,731. See you tomorrow, God willing, right here, Catholic Answers Live.